welcome. You have just tuned in to WWGH 107.1 FM radio. My name is Linda Sims, and I will be broadcasting from my show called A Voice of a People. Thank you for tuning in and listening. We are streaming live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. Also, download free app called TuneIn on any electronic device, cell phone, iPhones, tablets, computers, laptops, any electronic device. Download TuneIn, and it is free. And search WWGH. If you have any questions or comments, please call 740-383-9944. Let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC. I told you a couple weeks ago I would have that new address for you, and I have it now. It's 1325 North Main Street. The telephone number there is the same, 740-382-8552, here in Marion, Ohio. Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, 740-223-1515, or www.logoschristianministries.com, and that is in Marion, Ohio also. They have an ongoing announcement, free produce market every second Saturday of every month, 12 p.m. until 2 p.m. Logos Christian Ministries. The address again is 582 Lee Street, Marion. No appointment or pre-registration required. All you need to do is show up and provide your name and number of people in your family. So if you, they just had it Saturday past, the 8th. So if you missed it, you'll have to wait until next month. We also have Inspect Ohio LLC, your one call home inspection company with 25 years of experience. That is in LaRue, Ohio, and their telephone number is 740-262-0939. And one of the owners of that Inspect Ohio will be a guest on my show tomorrow. From 4:15 until 5, Cheryl Lee is her name. Okay, now I will be moving right along. I have a thought for you today from my private desk. And it goes like this. Your happiness depends upon your very own thoughts. No one else can think your thoughts for you. Deliberately think thoughts of what you want, because they are the thoughts that make you happy. Well, I don't know how many of you really take that to heart, but you can't live on what you think make you see other people being happy, right? Mm-hmm. So you think that you want the same thing that they have. So we need to develop our own thoughts about what we want in our life. Because, you know, it's like you build up jealousy when you see other people happy, or you see other people buy a new home or a new car. But, you know, everybody has their desires. Maybe they can make them be for real or not. But let us try to be real with ourselves and the things that we want, the things that will make us happy. Because only you can make you happy. You cannot depend on anyone else to make you happy. So hopefully you would take that to heart and share that thought with someone else. All right, now I have a guest with me today. He's been my guest once or twice before. Steve Phillips, he is an elder or pastor of Victory and Truth Ministries. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. I'm the family pastor there.
Your family pastor.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to figure out, now, what is his title now?
Yeah.
They've moved you around so much, right?
You can call me anything you want to, Linda.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, I call him Elder Steve. I think I'm kind of stuck on the elder.
And I am an elder, too, so.
Okay, so how you doing?
I am doing wonderful. Great. I am doing so good. Little damp outside, but I'm doing extremely good. So God is good to me.
Amen, amen. You just had a scare here a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, about you? 3 weeks ago, had a heart attack, and I never thought I'd ever say those words coming out of my mouth that I had a heart attack, but I'm getting stronger, and God is good. He saw me through that. So I have to make some changes in my lifestyle a little bit, you know. So I'm doing that, and I'm just getting stronger and stronger.
That's good. You know, when you hear about people having a heart attack or close to having one, you know, everyone touches their hearts, and, you know, they want to take their blood pressure, make sure everything is going well with them. So what would your advice be to someone?
Well, I would say keep a close watch on what you allow into your diet. And I know I lost a lot of weight, as you know.
Right.
And my weight had started creeping back up on me. And what I didn't know was my A1C was creeping up, which that drives your triglycerides. I didn't know that either.
What is A1C?
A1C is a snapshot of what your blood sugar has been over the last few weeks or months.
Okay.
They can tell you where it's gone, and they want to keep your number, I think it's below 6, but I'm not sure. Okay. Mine had crept up over 7. So I've never had high blood pressure, never had sugar, never had high cholesterol or triglycerides. And all those three were like working against me in that time frame. So it was just something that I have to overcome. I have to make some changes. And I entered the cardio rehab program out to Marion General, which those are great people out there. So I'm looking forward to that. Yes. Awesome. So.
Yes. Well, that's good, and we're so glad to have you here.
Thank you.
And you're doing well, and you're back on your feet, and we thank God for that.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Amen. So I know you're here to share something very special with us. Could you give us a little bit about your background and possibly what has led you up to why you're here today?
Well, I was saved when I was 12 years old. I became a born-again Christian, a little church corner of Mark and Ballantyne here in Marion. And started my journey, and I've never been perfect, but God has saw me through all those years of my life. Met my wife, my former wife that's passed on in 2013, Hope, and I met her there in the youth group at that little church.
Okay.
She was a little bit older than me, but we went off to college. I was in high school, she was in college. So that really solidified my journey. We got married. I was 18. She was 22.
Okay.
So I tell people, I was 15 and she was 19 when we started dating.
Okay.
So I tell people I was competing against guys who had cars and I didn't even have a bicycle. So I had to have my game on, you know? So that was a blessing. Okay. Had a wonderful marriage of 42 years. But God started stirring my nest several years ago. I was in a church here in Marion, loved the church, loved the people, loved the pastor, had nothing against anybody, but God was stirring my nest and saying, there's more for you, Steve. I want some more for you. I didn't know what it was at the time, so we left there, didn't do it the wrong way. We left that church and started searching. And it wasn't until some friends that I was working at the Marion Star at the time, it wasn't until some friends invited us to go to Victory and Truth Ministries. I was very, very anti anything Pentecostal or, you know, Holy Spirit. I was. I mean, it's just my teaching.
Right.
It was wrong teaching. And so I finally ended up going, long story short, God got a hold of me and you know, pastor, I love my pastor, J.C. Church. I just love him to death. And he said, if you feel like you're called to ministry, he said, we'll check it. We'll make sure. We'll watch and see. I'll train you. I'll do it the Bible way.
Right.
So that's the way we've done it. And I was made an elder several years after we started going there in 2001. I was made an elder several years later. And then I think it's about 3 years ago, I became the family pastor, which I feel like I'm walking in my calling in that.
Right.
So I love people. I love visiting them. I do all the hospital visits, and I do a lot of funerals and things like that. So that's what I'm doing. That's the story of how I came to be where I am.
Okay.
And You know, I had a burden several years ago to do a tent revival. I don't know if you're ready to talk about that yet or not, but I'll just follow your lead.
Yeah, of course. You talked about wrong teaching.
Mm-hmm.
And I gather from that it stagnated you. It kept you like in a box where you, like you said, you didn't believe in the Pentecostal, the praising and clapping of the hands. And, you know, some people don't like it's a different style of music. They just have to stay with, like, the old hymnals and things like that. And it's sort of like a prison, and people don't want things to change. Mm-hmm. They want it to continue to stay the same way. And I think when you think about God, since you know him and you have a personal relationship with him, what kind of God do you think he is?
Oh, yeah. Well, he's a God, first of all, that deserves to be praised, worshiped.
Right.
And that's why we were designed. That's why we were created.
Mm-hmm.
That's our highest calling, is to worship and praise him.
Right.
And that's what I always want to do. You know, the first time, and I've got good friends that don't believe the way I do. I always tell people there's more that unite us than separate us. Let's don't, you know, bicker over those things. The world needs to see people who are born again that are unified in what in their love for Christ and their love for people. But I remember back when, remember what year it was. My son is now 46, I think, and he was about 12 when this happened. I went to a Carmen concert, and this was at the very beginning of his career. He was still doing things in churches, which I think he's made that full circle. He's starting to do that again now.
Okay.
But I experienced true praise and worship for the first time in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I hungered for it after that. I walked out of there saying, this is what I've been looking for. This form of worship, this my heart being open and being able to praise God the way I feel in my spirit.
Mm-hmm.
I experienced it that night. And I left there and I never saw it, never felt it again until I went to Victory and Truth Ministries.
Wow.
And so I'm just, you know, I'm just all in.
Right.
I just, I love the Lord. He's so good to me. And like I said, I had a wonderful marriage. And I'm just thankful.
How many children do you have?
I've got two children. I've got a son named Steve, and my daughter's name's Amy.
Okay.
And so they're good kids. And so God has just been very good. I've got two grandchildren, a grandson and granddaughter, and a great grandbaby now.
Oh, really?
Mia Hope. Yeah, Mia Hope. She's a cutie pie.
Oh, great.
So yeah, God is good.
Got my first great grandbaby.
Yeah, isn't it awesome?
Yeah, it is. She's kind of far away, Columbus, but still.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I don't get to see her as much as I want, and then again, you can't see them too much because Mom and Dad has to do their thing, right?
Absolutely.
We don't want to take their place already. Yeah. We love her. She brought great joy. We hadn't had a baby in the family for 14 years.
Yeah.
So that was great joy.
Oh, yes.
Joy.
Amen. Nothing like the birth of a child.
No, it's not. No, it's not. Yeah. Not at all. So I know you come to talk about your tent revival, and we're going to go there now.
Okay.
So what do you hope to accomplish by having your tent revival?
Well, what I hope to accomplish, I was talking to somebody the other day.
Mm-hmm.
This will be the fourth one that I've done.
Okay.
And I have such a, I told them I am pregnant with anticipation.
Right.
I know that God is going to do some great things in this. I'm speaking to people right now, no doubt, out there, that your life is not where you want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to tell them this, that's not God's fault. He wants your life to be where right in the center of his will, and he will help you to do that. So I'm praying. I've done things this year to promote that I've never done before. I did a mailing. I did about 1,200 homes right around my property there on Polk Street. The tent revival is going to be there on Polk Street, 468 Polk, which is right beside my house. And you won't miss it. It's right up close to Adams. I live in the presidential section. It's not, there's things that are happening there. People say, oh, you live there. Is it noisy? I said, oh, there's an occasional gunfire, but other than that.
And they can be anywhere.
That can be anywhere, right?
Nowadays, yeah.
So I am just, you know, I'm just thankful that God put me there, and also thankful that I'm going to be able to do this tent revival. I'm going to be preaching on Friday night, this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 6 p.m. nightly. So I want you to come early. We're going to have people parking cars. It'll be safe. We're going to have people escorting you back to your cars because it'll be dark by the time we're done, probably. Usually is, anyway. We're going to have singing. We're going to have praise and worship, good preaching. So it's going to be an awesome, awesome time. And like I said, God has deliverance, and he wants to save some people. Mm-hmm. Linda, we came into this world, and we had that Adamic, that nature, that we were fallen.
Yes,
because
nature, yeah.
We need to be saved. And some people say, I don't need to be saved. I'm a good person. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, you are a good person. I bet you were. I wasn't all that good.
And then they'll say, saved from what?
Yeah, saved from what? Well, the Bible talks about sin. We need to be saved from sin. It's not, you don't hear it in church a lot nowadays. Mm-hmm. More to talk about sin. And sin is rebellion against God. Mm-hmm. Anything that we do that we miss the mark, that's sin. We need to be saved from that. So what do I want to happen? I want people to come there with an open mind and open heart and receive what God has for them. Mm-hmm. It might be that they want to give their heart to Christ. Mm-hmm. It might be that they need help in their marriage.
True.
It may be that they need healing in their body. It may need that they may delivered from delivered from something, that some problem that they've had in their life.
Mm-hmm.
So God can do all of that. He has not changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He changes not. So we're looking forward to a good weekend of people. Like I said, I am so excited about this. You know my friend, Brother Lee Starks.
Oh, yes, I do.
Brother Lee and I have been talking so much about this, and we both feel it in the spirit.
Okay.
There's something going to happen this weekend. So I'm telling you, people, they do not want to miss this. They need to get out there early, come and get a good seat,
mm-hmm.
And if we fill up the tent, we'll open up the flaps and we'll sit outside of it. I've done that before, so. But I got a good sized tent. It's a 30 by 60, and it'll seat about 200 people. So.
Oh, that is pretty
mm-hmm.
big. But
yep.
You have all that land beside your house.
Yep, that's where it's going to be.
Yeah, and it's really a good time. And you said it starts at 6 p.m. and the first date is what?
This
September the 14th.
14th.
15th.
And 16th.
And the 16th.
Yeah.
And your address
is. It's going to be at 468 Polk Street, 468 Polk. They can Google if they can't find it. But just come look for the big, big red tent. It's going to be a red and white tent. And just talk to the tent's actually going to go up tomorrow. It was going to go up Wednesday, and the tent company called me and said, hey, is there any chance we can put it up tomorrow? Because mm-hmm. we got another event. I said, it's awful. Rainy.
Yeah,
it's rainy.
That's
but
true.
You know, I'm going to try to accommodate. They've treated Galleon Canvas over in Galleon. They have been wonderful people in helping me. I go fully by faith mm-hmm. and contributions of people. If there's any pastors out there listening, feel welcome to invite people to this. This is a kingdom event.
Right.
This is going to be to try to get people saved, healed, mm-hmm. and delivered. If there are people from your flock, we'll send them right back to your flock. And we urge people, even when I do the offerings, not to put your tithe money in here. We don't want that. That belongs to your local church to support your local ministry. So that's the way we've chosen to handle it, and I think God will honor that. So I'm just excited. It's going to be a good time. I've got some friends. I've got all sorts of friends that are helping me. And I even got some of the neighborhood kids around there to help me. So they're getting excited about it.
I'm sure.
And even they're, I can't guess how old they are, maybe 8, 9 years old, 10 years old, something like that.
Right age.
Yeah. And I told, yes, exactly.
At the right age.
And I told Brother Lee, my friend Brother Lee Starks, mm-hmm. I said, brother, there's this one young man. I said, there's something. God's got a calling on that boy's life.
Hmm.
So they're going to help me set up chairs. I'm going to put them to work.
Might as well.
Amen.
They're willing.
Yep, they're willing. They want to help. They came to me and says, are you going to do another one of those tent things? I said, yep, I am. And you know what, Linda, this is important because I always want to be a good neighbor.
Right.
So I asked permission of all my neighbors around there. I said, look, this is what I'm going to do. Is it okay? Oh, yeah, that's great. Go ahead and do it. One of my neighbors even said, hey, when are you going to do that again? So people are looking forward to it. So I want to get the word out there. If you're hearing this message, if you're listening to this program, I want you to just make up in your mind that you're going to be there. Invite somebody, bring them with you. If you're afraid to come by yourself, bring somebody. So it's going to be a good time.
Oh, yeah. It's always a good time. Mm-hmm. I remember. I don't think I've missed one.
Yeah, I don't think you have either. Matter of fact, I was looking through some of the pictures, and I saw you praising God in one of them. And
really?
I did. I got it somewhere on my phone. I might share it with you after the program.
Okay. That'd be nice.
Yes. That'd be nice. Amen.
I love a high time in the Lord.
Amen.
I'm kind of like you. I don't like the sitting still and mm-hmm. being quiet. But then sometimes I have to also think about other people around me and in front of me.
Bible says, be still and know that I am God. That's but it doesn't true. Say, be still and know that I am God. It doesn't say, be still all the time and know that I'm God.
That's true.
That's right.
That's true. He tells you that all the time.
Amen.
Be still. Sit still, my daughter.
Sometimes we have to do that, but there's sometimes we want to just get up and dance before the Lord and tell him how wonderful he is.
Oh, yeah.
We serve a good God.
Yes, we
He's
do.
Good to us. Amen.
Yes, he is good to us. So I do want to talk about what do you think we're really confronting? I know as a nation and even as our individual cities and states are facing great upheavals in our communities.
Yes.
What do you think is most prevalent here in Marion?
Well, I see, and this is not news to anybody.
Right.
I mean, I don't have to be a prophet to say this, but there are people that are struggling with addictions.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to steal his thunder, but my friend Lee shared something with me the other night that God showed him in the middle of the night. And it was confirmed by two other people what God's going to do in breaking that over this. That's all I'll say because I don't want to, like I said, I don't want to steal his thunder. But when we were talking, I got goosebumps. So I think there's a spirit of addiction.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of spirits. See, I didn't believe in that before, but I can see in them working now in people's lives. There's a spirit of there's a spirit of addiction. There's a spirit of poverty, a great spirit of poverty over Marion. And you don't have to have $1 million in the bank, or even if you have $1 million in the bank, you can still have a spirit of poverty.
Right.
Because God wants us to live within our means, but we've just gotten all away from those things, Linda. We've just gotten away from them. So in Marion, I see jobs coming back now, but for so long, I mean, they weren't here.
True.
And there was no hope of them coming back. So I think that that's going to help people. But I think that we get to the point that people get discouraged. And that's probably where a lot of the addiction comes from because they're looking for an escape. And I want to tell them, you don't have to do that. Jesus can take everything, every thought, every desire, everything that you have in your heart, and he can change you.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the story of the gospel, that he loves us so much he wants to save us and change us from what we're doing, the destructiveness. So I'd say in Marion there's a strong spirit of addiction, poverty, well, I mean, in Marion's past, as in a lot of areas, there's some racism in different areas and different realms amongst all peoples. So that's got to be broken everywhere. You know, that's an evil thing. So, but that's what I see in Marion. There's a strong spirit of religion here.
Okay.
And it was mostly religion that nailed Jesus to the cross. I mean, of course, our sins did that, but It was the religious leaders that did it.
Right.
It was those people that thought they had it all together. And we can't get to that point, Linda, where we think we know all the answers. We can't. I surely don't. And I'm humbled that God is going to allow me to preach this weekend and preach the love of God and to tell people, you can be free. We can be free.
Yes.
We can be free from the bondage of those things that have us bound and have us confused and everything else. So
right.
I'm excited about what's going to happen.
Yes, I was just talking to a cousin of mine. She had a booth downtown at the Popcorn Festival. She's
mm-hmm.
from New York.
Mm-hmm.
But she's gone back, and she was saying she was just returned back to this church. She had left once before, but now mm-hmm. she's back, and this is her second time. And it is a religious setting, from
mm-hmm.
what I gather from her,
mm-hmm.
that one of the ministers or elders of the church had told her that she had a calling on her life.
Mm-hmm.
And she said before she knew it, some lady was rebuking her and telling her off and everything because of what was said to her, you know. Mm. So, like we were saying, some people don't want things to change.
Right.
And they want to be the star of every show and mm-hmm. of every setting, I say. Every time you come to church, they want to be all about them. And I was mm-hmm. telling her about my experience at VITM.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be bound.
Right.
You know, because when
right.
I lived in Georgia, I was in charismatic churches mm-hmm. there, and it was so different. I felt so free, mm-hmm. you know, that I didn't have to have people over my head telling
right.
me I couldn't do this and I couldn't do that. Well, mm-hmm. God's not finished with you yet. As long as we live, I don't think he's finished with
nope.
any of us yet, right?
Absolutely.
But they made me feel like I was missing something.
Oh.
I just, you know, where I was, I shouldn't have been because he wasn't finished with me yet. So
mm-hmm.
you just sit down until God is finished with you. So it's just little things like that that can turn people away.
Absolutely.
From the call.
Yep.
You know, or just from being in the setting or in the assembly of the upright, you know, or being mm-hmm. in the congregation.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm so glad that you're having this tent revival because
yeah.
it's out in the open. People
Absolutely.
Can feel free to come. They're not bound in four walls,
right.
you know, so they can come and go as they please.
Right. Yep.
You know?
There will be people that will come to this.
Right.
That will never darken a church door.
There you go.
And they feel freer. They feel not so intimidated,
mm-hmm.
maybe, because let's face it, a lot of churches on Sunday morning is nothing more than a fashion place. It's just a place to see who's got the best clothes and all this and that and catch up on things. We're to go to our churches to get energized, empowered, so that we can be witnesses. We can be salt and light to the communities. Our world is going to hell.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't intervene and help people, there are people that are going to go to hell. That's something that you don't hear in a lot of churches either, is that there is a heaven to gain, there's a hell to shun. Jesus spoke many, many times about hell. I had always heard that he spoke more about hell than heaven. I'd heard that over the years. And mm-hmm. I thought, well... Then I started researching it, and they said, well, it doesn't look like he did, but mm-hmm. he spoke about it a lot, enough to say it's a bad place, you don't want to go there.
So. Right. And I have to go here, since you went there.
Mm-hmm.
I have to go here. Was Sunday's service.
Oh, yeah. Wow. That was powerful, wasn't it?
Powerful.
Yeah.
I was speechless.
Yes.
Okay. And I'm like, it was so traumatizing, and... You know, I was trying to follow along
mm-hmm.
with the word, but it's kind of like the pastor had us going kind of back and forth. We was
yeah.
trying to follow him, you
right,
know, but
right.
I heard others say that too. We couldn't, it was kind of hard to keep up with him. And I know at last he was talking about he would come with a shout, you know, and
yep.
all that,
yep.
the last trump and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And at a moment, notice.
Yeah.
Simultaneously.
Yep.
The lights went out and there was this godforsaken sound. That
yes.
Trump. How could they get it that loud?
Yeah, it was loud, wasn't it?
The whole building, it
mm-hmm.
trembled.
Yes, it did.
I'm
it was,
serious.
It was, I didn't know. A lot of times as an elder, I know what pastor's going to do. I had no clue what he was going to do that day. Mm-hmm. I could kind of surmise as I was watching his message, I said, okay, I think I know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. I'd look. I'm a curious person.
Right. Well, we all are. No, I am,
but,
too.
But it was very I don't want to say dramatic, dynamic in the way that pastor did that. Pastor's I would rather hear my pastor preach than anybody. Oh. I would rather hear him preach than anybody.
Right.
I don't, you know, there's a lot of good ones, but I think I know because I know pastor's heart.
Mm-hmm.
He's a great, great man, and I just love him. I love him. He was giving me opportunities, Linda, that nobody else would have, because he said, I'll teach you.
Right.
You know, I was in my 50s when I finally succumbed mm-hmm. or gave in to the call of God. I wasn't running from it. I just wanted to make sure. And so when he told me that, he said, I'll teach you. I am so indebted to him for doing that. And I tell him, too, you know.
I mean, that's mm-hmm. great that someone mm-hmm. would take you under their own arms and, mm-hmm. and you know, teach you. And
you know, you knew Mother Scott.
Oh, yes, I did. Mm-hmm. From a little girl, I knew her.
You know. This is I'm gonna confess right here.
Okay.
This is something I'm not proud of, but we had started attending VITM, and I had opportunity to spend time with her one on one, and I didn't take it.
Hmm.
What in the world was I thinking, Linda?
I guess you weren't.
That's good. I like that. I guess I wasn't, because I get, and Brother Lee, he'll tell me, so, oh, Sister Scott and I would, Mother Scott and I would sit and we'd, I said, oh, brother, please just be quiet.
Another one?
Just be quiet. Yeah. I mean, because he poured in. She was so wise and she was just deep, deep, mm-hmm. deep. And as you know, she was pastor's spiritual mother.
Yes, she was.
And so. Woo, I got goosebumps right
those
there. But I think
still live on.
They do. They do. And see, she could have poured into me, and I was just, you know, Hope used to say to me, you need to maybe spend some time with her. Well, I don't really have time. I was still working. I made excuses. But like I said, confession time.
Yeah.
I guess I wasn't thinking. But
yeah.
Wish I'd have done it now. Shoulda, coulda, woulda.
Yeah.
But
well, you're still getting some of her.
Yeah, that's true.
Him,
through other people.
Yeah,
so
other
but
people.
She Yeah, she was an awesome lady. So I know that God is got his hand on. I know that this heart attack I had and stuff,
mm-hmm.
it was just a ploy of the enemy, and I know that he's defeated. I can't wait to preach this message Friday night that God gave me, and some of the things that he showed me and dropped into my spirit. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to share them. I think they're going to be life-changing for people. And I know I've got a guest speaker on Saturday night. Not
okay.
going to talk about who that is yet.
Okay.
My pastor will be preaching on Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, he will, as you know, he will tear that tent apart. It'll
oh,
be
yes.
he'll
oh, yeah.
It's great. It'll be there's people around that neighborhood. They sit out on the porches and listen. A lot of them come out their doors and come into the
oh, yeah,
tent,
they
too.
Do.
Yep.
They do.
So
that whole
it's going to be good.
The whole area will be just lit
yes.
up like a Christmas tree.
But I'll have people out there parking cars, and it'll all be organized.
Right.
And so I'm hoping that we have so many people that it's confusing.
Oh, me too. And
yeah.
I pray the Lord dry up some of this
yes.
ground. You know,
yeah, it's that's
from the rain.
Yes. Got to get it dried up. My lawn guy is supposed to be cutting the grass tonight, and it's wet. So anyway. It'll all work out.
Right.
It'll all work out.
Right.
And God's, none of this is a surprise to him. So.
Right. I still want to go back to yesterday because.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I know those of you who are listening may have heard me mention about the lights going out
mm-hmm.
and the simultaneously of the great trumpet
mm-hmm.
sound,
mm-hmm.
which was so loud, the building, which seats. In the congregation part,
mm-hmm.
600
mm-hmm.
people.
Yep.
That's pretty big.
Yep.
Compared to a lot of our churches in Marion.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, it almost felt as if the Lord did come.
Oh, I know. It was, whew.
And I was sitting there, I'm like, did God come? And I'm still.
And then you looked and saw all those people disappeared.
Right. think.
Yeah.
They were. He had his own church on the stage.
Yes.
And there had to have been at least 25, 30 people up
yep.
there.
Mm-hmm.
And when those lights came on, there was nobody up there but two or three people.
Two or three people, and they were wondering what happened. And that's what's going to happen.
And immediately that lady was screaming. Mm-hmm. I mean, from her gut, she was screaming. Oh, and everybody was like, ah!
Yeah. Well, it definitely was eye-opening. It definitely made people think. And... You know,
left behind. No mm-hmm, one. You don't want to mm-hmm. be left behind.
Nope.
You don't.
Absolutely don't. And I tell you, you don't have to wait till this weekend to come to this tent revival to get your heart right. You can do it right now.
Yes, you can.
But I tell you, there will be an atmosphere this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 6 p.m. at 468 Polk Street. You do not want to miss. There's going to be, I'm doing something also this year. I've got, a bunch of prayer cloths that we've anointed, and we're going to be praying over those. And if people have people in another state, it's biblical.
Right.
It's biblical. So we will be praying over these prayer cloths. People can send them to people.
Right.
It's not a gimmick. It's biblical.
Yes, it is.
Yes. And so we will be, you know, offering that for people too. If they got somebody in another state that needs healing, God hasn't changed, Linda.
No,
He's
he
the
has
same.
Not.
He does. I mean, it's just. I'm just so thankful that he hasn't changed. I'm thankful that we don't serve a God that we have to worry about what mood he's in.
He's not like us.
No, he's not like some people. Oh, boy.
Right.
They say, well, God didn't get up off the wrong side of the bed because he don't go to bed. He doesn't sleep or slumber. Amen.
Right. So don't talk to me today. It's Monday. That's something. I feel like that on Mondays, you know, like I lay around that bed. It's hard to get up on. It's just from the activities of the weekend, it's
mm-hmm.
kind of hard to get up.
Mm-hmm.
So especially after yesterday, and it really left something in my spirit,
mm-hmm.
in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't really gotten over that sermon yesterday or the experience that all of us who were there experienced. I did. My daughter did come with me, and you know I've been praying with her a long time.
Absolutely.
She came
mm-hmm.
yesterday.
And she gave her heart to the Lord.
Yes,
I know.
She
went up forward. And I need to get that information from you because I need to do a follow-up. Because Pastor called me exactly, if I can, mm-hmm. Pastor called me specifically. That
did
you're,
he?
Yes, he did. He said, listen, he told me, he saw, you know, people, he's up there preaching, but he sees everything.
Yes, he does.
That's the pastor in him. He's got a pastor's heart. So he said, make sure you get that information and do a follow-up. I said, I will, Pastor. So, yeah.
I had given her a piece of that prayer cloth. Remember that night
yes,
I came up?
Yes.
I got three of them. I need
yes.
some more.
Yeah.
So I'm glad I'm going to get
yep,
some more.
Yep, you'll get some at the tent revival.
Because our loved ones,
mm-hmm.
you know, even though you pray, even though you witness to them and you do mm-hmm. your best to live the life in front of them, we need help.
Yes, we do.
And they need help.
Absolutely.
You know, because it's not always by my mouth that they're going to come.
Right.
Other people.
You know what? That's the thing. Sometimes we feel like with our family and those who are closest to us, we have no influence over them or whatever. Sometimes it takes somebody else.
True.
A lot of times I'll pray this way for people. They'll say, pray for my children. I can't reach them.
Mm-hmm.
I always pray this way. Father, bring somebody alongside them.
Right.
That can influence them, that the Holy Spirit can use to influence that person. Where this father and mother, their hands are tied seemingly. But God, you know who to send.
Oh, yes.
And he does.
Oh,
amen.
Yes.
Amen.
He does know who to send.
Yes, he does.
Yes, he does. And you know, I'm glad it's like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad because we can't take the credit.
No. Well, you were saying something a little bit ago about how sometimes people want to be the top dog.
Yes,
or the, God said, the Bible says this, he will share his glory with no man.
Nobody. That's right.
And that's the way it should be. This tent revival is not about me. This is about God. I wish I could just, you know, do all the behind work and stuff like that and pay somebody. I don't want it to be about me.
Right.
I want it to be about him. I want it to be about, there are, I want it to be about souls being saved.
Mm-hmm.
There are still people that are walking around here in churches, some in VITM, some have moved on to other places that got saved at past tent revivals that we've held there. So I'm so thankful. There's marriages. I know at least of one marriage that was healed at the tent revival. So it doesn't matter what you need, folks. Whatever it is that you need, whatever God has. If you have any questions, you can call, and I'll be glad to answer them about the tent revival or whatever. But there are marriages that were healed, and they will continue to be right. at this weekend. So.
Right, right. Wow. We need one another.
Oh, yes.
I can say that for
Amen.
Sure.
Amen. Amen.
As you were talking about the addictions, mm-hmm. they need us.
Mm-hmm.
They need our love. They
yes.
need our acceptance.
Yeah.
I was married to an addict for 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
But for those 12 years, he gave his life to Christ.
Mm.
You know, and he gave God gave us a marriage that we didn't have.
Yes.
So there is hope.
Amen.
And it wasn't about me praying for him because I had prayed enough, fought enough,
yeah.
begged enough. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And I had got to a point where I just gave up.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, Lord, it's just me and you and my kids. Whatever else, I don't even care.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
But it was at that moment.
Yeah.
That God went to work on this person.
Amen.
He touched his heart.
Yes.
I didn't even care anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess that was God's way of putting me out the way. I was in yeah. the way.
Sometimes.
I was in the way.
You know, there's a saying about being a Christian. Say, well, I've been in the way 40 years. And I want to say, well, why don't you get out of the way so God can do something?
Right. And I had to get out the way.
Yeah, we do.
And it took all them years for me to realize, mm-hmm. get out the way.
Sometimes you know? This is what we need to do is release and just say, Father, it's all yours.
All yours, whatever.
My children, my marriage, my
yes.
finances, they're all yours, God.
Right.
It starts with that time when we say yes to Jesus, when we say, yes, I can't make it on my own. I can't do it on my own. Yeah. I can't fix this marriage. I can't fix my finances. My children are a mess. I need you to help me.
Yes.
And so we say that big yes to him. Now, there's some that preach out there, okay, you just say yes to Jesus, everything's going to be fine and wonderful. That's when the battle begins.
Yes, it does.
That's when the battle begins because the enemy didn't care about you before.
Mm-mm.
Now that
Mm-mm.
you're a child of God, he's going to care. So
mm-hmm.
I'm so excited about this weekend. It's going to be awesome. 6 p.m. nightly, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. The Holy Ghost Tent Revival is going to be happening there at 468 Polk Street. I call this the Holy Ghost Tent Revival because I wanted people to know, like I said, I've got a lot of good friends, they believe differently, but the
True.
Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost empowers us.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted people to know that there are going to be people, that the gifts are going to be working and mm-hmm. flowing, and things, we're going to be flowing in the Holy Ghost. So I want people to know, don't come and be surprised if you go to the First Church of the Chosen Frozen, that there's going to be some things. There might be people dancing. There
right.
might be somebody running the aisle. I don't know what's going to happen, but I know this. It's going to be good.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be done in decency and order, and God is going to do some great things. I feel
right.
it in my spirit. I feel it so heavy.
Something's going to happen.
Amen,
I
amen.
I believe it, too.
Yes, it is.
Especially after Sunday.
Oh, yes.
I'm not surprised by what will happen after that. Oh, my
yeah.
gosh.
Yeah.
And for something to just linger in
yep.
your spirit, in
right.
your mind, in your mm-hmm. heart, it's like, oh, my, whatever I don't have right, Lord,
mm-hmm.
I give it to you. Like
yes.
you said, just surrender it all.
Surrender
you know?
It.
I just give it to you because.
We used to sing a song. As a kid, I don't know if you ever sang it in your churches, Linda, but it's, I surrender all,
mm-hmm.
all to Jesus,
mm-hmm.
I surrender,
mm-hmm.
I surrender all. That's what it's all about,
right.
folks, is just saying, I surrender, I'm done fighting,
mm-hmm.
I can't do it anymore, I just need you.
Amen, amen. So much do I need him.
Oh, man.
Every step of the way. And I was
amen.
Just sharing this with someone who called me this morning to pray for them.
Mm-hmm.
They're up for a job interview.
Mm-hmm.
They said, well, I haven't always lived right. I said, well, you're with the majority of us.
Like
all of
us.
Right? And I gave them Romans 3:23, for all have sinned
mm-hmm.
and come short of the glory
yep.
of God, saying we're all in the same boat.
Yep.
You know.
We're in the same boat.
We're all in the same place, and that's where God wants us.
Mm-hmm.
In the same place. Not
yes.
to say that I'm more than you or you're more than me. And,
right.
And I guess I repent for a lot of people in the church who make others feel that way.
Yeah, we can't do that. We got to love people. That's we right. have to love them, Linda.
That's right.
We have to love people like Jesus did.
That's right.
He didn't look at anything other than it was a person. It was somebody that needed him. And that's the way we've got to do it. We got to get our hands dirty.
That's right.
There's people don't want to, you know, I've, you know, God has used me in that neighborhood. People who show up on my porch and I had to take them to the hospital to get dried out and
right.
get them to deep. You know, God has used me to do that, but that's what we got to do.
Yes.
We can't say, oh, I don't want to be involved in that. Well, then you need to, you know, especially if you're a minister or whatever, you need to make sure that you're going to do those things.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That's true. It takes time. It really takes time.
Absolutely.
And I like being in the hedges.
Mm-hmm.
In the byway.
Yes.
Out of the four walls.
Mm-hmm.
Ministering and showing Christ's love to
Amen.
Others. You know.
Well, we're going to be in the hedges Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We're going to be in them hedges. We're going to
yes.
be proclaiming the word of God. They're going to be singing. They're going to be shouting. They're going to be praising God. We're going to lay hands on people. And it's going to be awesome.
Prayer cloths.
That's I got
big.
Them. I got
prayer
them.
Prayer cloths are big.
I got them.
Yes.
So people come. We'll pray with them. We'll agree with them. The
yes.
Bible says that where two in agreement is touching any one thing,
right.
it'll be done on earth as it is in heaven. So I don't see any sickness in heaven. I don't see any bad marriages in heaven. I see only good things in heaven. So we will agree with you.
Right.
And if you got somebody in another state or somebody around here that you don't think is going to go to church or whatever, mm-hmm. we'll do one of those prayer cloths and we'll give it to you. You can send it to them.
Right. And like you said, relationship. They need mm-hmm. a lot of help too.
Amen.
They need a lot of help.
Amen.
Whether they're married or not, they just need help.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Yes, we do.
I don't know. Like you said, the enemy is busy, but, you know, God, he sustains us and he keeps us. And he's always on the throne, no
mm-hmm.
matter how busy the devil may seem or to us, you know. God is resting. All he does is lay back.
Yeah.
He's already done.
His work's
he's finished
done.
Everything, you know.
Yeah.
So well, what God's going to do, he's finished.
God's work must truly be our own. We need to do his work and his bidding.
That's
and if,
right.
if we would do that, then we would have no needs among us. I believe that.
Oh, yes.
I
absolutely.
Believe. I used to tell Hope, I said, if we're really living close to God,
mm-hmm.
if we're in tune with him, two doors down, if somebody needed a gallon of milk,
mm-hmm.
guess what? He would tell us.
That's right.
If we're listening.
And believe it or not, we're out of time.
But all right.
Thank you for coming, Steve Phillips,
yes.
Family Pastor of VITM. Thank you. God bless.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place. For legendary comedian Dick Gregory.
I just said my prayer to the real God. I said, hey man, there are some Negroes that deserve cancer, but I am not one of them. I said, if you need some help, if you're tired, you need 12 black folks naked, I'll put them on a piece. If you need something close to the house, I'll give you that too. And then I looked at my body and I said, cancer, I ain't never bothered you. And I dare you to bother me. I'm going to give you 72 hours to get out of my body. And if you're not, I'm going to roll on you.
The legendary newsman and former host of the Today Show, Hugh Downs.
So with only 3 minutes left and 25 days, you have a big birthday coming up on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
My goodness, I can't even believe 95. That's amazing.
Yeah, well, it is to me too, I guess. And you know something I can honestly say? Every decade of my life has been better than the preceding decade.
The legendary singer of the hit song Tossin' and Turnin', Bobby Lewis.
I couldn't sleep at all last night. Boom, 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 boom. Thinking of you, things wasn't right. Well, I was tossing and turning and tossing and turning.
To the exchange panel of Scott Spears, Sean Kraft, and Charlie Evers.
Oh. You got to go to a shrink?
Yes.
How much do they shrink? What are they before
Charlie.
They shrink?
No, wait, so, you know, so you have mental anguish over this
yes,
now.
I do.
So it's not only the physical, it's the mental anguish.
You guys are something else.
No, I'm
yeah,
I'm,
we
I'm,
are. I'm, that's why we're here.
I'm deadly
we're
interested in this story.
If we weren't something else, we'd be walking all the way.
Oh, Lord, it's physical.
But the thing.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion's Talking Place. Streaming live on the internet at www.